And now, here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. We'll start with one from A. Smith from Holcombe, who thinks it's time for a new national anthem. How many people would rather that our national anthem resembled the country or countries we live in? For example, for the United Kingdom, Rule Britannia, or for England, Jerusalem. The present national anthem is only sang to the king, or as it was the queen before. Is it time for a change? King Charles III and Queen Camilla could be greeted by the present anthem when they attend events, but the countries should be represented in an anthem that announces them. Scotland has its own anthem. Wales has its own anthem. But what does England have?
Following on from that proposal for a new national anthem, P. McDermott from Norwich has a song suggestion. With reference to Mr. A. Smith's letter, Time for a New National Anthem, in August the 11th, I think a great choice for a new national anthem would be I Vow to Thee My Country. The words are lovely and very patriotic, and it is well known to be a favourite of the royal family. I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above, entire and whole and perfect, the service of my love. The late queen always looked rather glum when the current one was played, and I have seen King Charles grimace, such a dreary tune. Keep it for official times, if they must, but let's have a decent tune that we can sing out joyfully and mean it.
Penny Collins from Postwick feels that the park and ride there is being discriminated against. It is splendid news that Postwick Park and Ride is to reopen at last. However, I am surprised that it is still being referred to as on a trial basis. In the opening paragraph of reports about the East Norfolk Transport Users Group and the conditional reopening of the Postwick Park and Ride. I'm even more shocked about Graham Plant's statement in the last paragraph of that article. Mr. Plant, the Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure in Norfolk, has stated, "This really is a case of use it or lose it." The continued closure of Postwick when the other sites reopened after the pandemic was because the site was still leased to the Department of Health and Social Care. When it did become available, Norfolk County Council stated it could not be reopened under their Bus Service Improvement Plan, BSIP, conditions. However, on May 17, 2023, the government announced a long-term approach with additional funding available from July 2023 to 2025. This is to support bus services. It also made clear the local transport authorities the increased flexibility for the BSIP funding. It was another 2 months before Norfolk County Council announced the reopening of Postwick will take place on September the 4th, 2023. Inexplicably, this is still with unfair conditions for permanency, which does not apply to any other park and ride sites. Why is Postwick Park and Ride, which covers such a large area, being singled out in this discriminatory manner when the Department for Transport makes it so clear that it is unnecessary for there to be a trial period?
And finally, Mrs. Jacqueline Allsop from Lowestoft writes about the companionship that pets can bring us. I agree 100% with R.C. Rowley of Blowfield writing in support of animals. In an age where people acquire pets by various means and the pets, bought in lockdown to keep many company, are the first to be dumped at shelters or left in the streets to fend for themselves due to the cost of living crisis, I think we should look more closely at the benefits animals give us. As was said in the letter from R. Rowley, they provide companionship. They also provide eyes for the blind, ears for the deaf, mental health support, They alert those with epilepsy and diabetes when fits are likely. They're taken to care homes for those with dementia and into hospitals for the severely ill. The healing power of a cat's purr is proven to lower blood pressure and reduce stress, and it can aid the mending of bones. They love us unconditionally and trust implicitly, yet we continue to treat them as disposable commodities. Last in, first out. In my opinion, feral children are far more of a problem than feral cats, and dogs are only a problem when they have an inexperienced owner who doesn't understand their needs. And in the increasingly unsafe streets we have today, maybe a dog would be a good idea for protection. Humans are far more of a problem in society than animals will ever be.